Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Welcome to this sonorous space of sound.
It's Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, on the keys.
We got producer Dana Wicks on the sticks.
We got engineer Brett on the frets. We've got producer Colin Anderson on the silent trumpet. You'll never hear it.
Well, you'll never hear
you'll
it.
You'll never hear it. It's a
when you hear it, beware.
You're having a stroke. When you hear it, seek medical attention.
Oh, God.
That was me. I farted into a microphone.
We got Karate Bird. We got Meal Person Stacy. But also, we have two wonderful guests.
You know them as the co-hosts of the very good podcast, Punch Up the Jam.
Please welcome
Demi Adijuibe and Miel Breda.
Oh. What a joy!
Hi,
what
everybody.
A treat!
Great
Hi.
Job.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks hey. For being here.
Always what a thrill.
Good, always good to meet another podcasting duo.
Yeah, you had us on your podcast. We had a great time. Demi, this is your second time on Off Book.
It is.
And Miel, we had to get you.
I'm just like so excited. I think I might need a little bit of tranquilizer, but we're gonna be fine. It's going to be okay.
We got to do a whole musical. I need you alert.
I know. I'm sorry.
I can't have
right.
you tranked.
Yeah. I mean, although we could do like a really slow song cycle, but I feel like we shouldn't because then Sleepy Babies might be real Sleepy Babies.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting
yeah.
seeing what a musical by someone who's tranked sounds like, though.
Yeah.
Probably just very ambient.
Maybe that yeah. Carole King musical.
Oh, I saw that. And
got a lot from the band. Feeling very good. Thank you.
I wish I was tranked for that musical.
Oh,
you
no.
You did not care for Beautiful?
I didn't. It's one of those musicals where they do the thing where it's like, oh, that song's never going to make it. What's it called? Where You Lead. And the entire audience is like, oh, yeah, like the real one. Like yeah. the real song.
Yeah. Those are all my least favorite jokes in Wicked, too, where they're like, I don't know. I hate this black pointy hat. I'll never wear it. And you're yeah. like, yeah, you will.
I love it.
We've seen The Wizard of Oz. Yeah. We know
and
how this
you're
ends.
You're going to love Beautiful.
I love it. I love when it's like, I love when people are giving me little Easter eggs for a villain. It's like when Magneto picked up that helmet and said, I'll never wear this.
That iconic moment when Magneto said, I'll never wear
when
this.
When he's going through the hat shop and none of them fit. And then he picks up the helmet. It's the only one that fits.
I'll never wear this.
Silver? Come on.
The Holocaust? No, thank you.
Well, that is one of his famous lines. Yeah. So.
But then he ends up in it. And it's a big bummer. But right. then he gets out and he's a villain.
I did not understand where you were going with that.
Yeah.
Magneto was in the Holocaust.
Magneto.
That's his origin story.
That much I know. But I'm like, is he now in this haberdashery denying that it happened? You're saying like that Magneto is saying, no, thank you.
Magneto is many things. A Holocaust denier is not one of them.
He's
yeah,
just like,
thank
I just
you.
Came here to buy a hat. And while I'm at it, I would like to say, there's an event that didn't happen.
You know, I like to really trust Zach wherever he's going. Where he leads, I do follow. But I was like,
but occasionally well,
I was like, 1 second.
Yeah.
Also, one more question. Do they sell helmets in haberdasheries?
Definitely not.
They do in the X-Men universe. They are in the X-Men universe.
Helmets or hats in the X-Men universe?
Well, the other thing about hat stores is that they're actually divided by gender, right? There's a haberdasher makes hats. Yes.
Haberdash him?
No, there's another name.
The haberdash her is the for the men hat? No,
a haberdasher makes hats for either men or women, but only one, and I forget which one it is.
I assume probably it's men. Haberdashery.
And then the other one
is a bonnet.
What does a milliner do?
A milliner?
Yes.
He makes milns.
Who could know?
Where is my phone? And I'm looking up words to see what a milliner is.
This is funny because we do sing on this podcast. And you know, it's not always like a cappella to a come. That's just I want you all to know that that's what Zach is doing in real life.
In life all the time.
And sometimes when Zach and I do this where we're like, we're going to Sweet Green, what are you getting? And people are like, so you truly do it all the time. And we're like, yeah. Sorry.
I was sitting here thinking like, okay, so we're doing a what is a milliner? That's the thing.
I know,
here.
Me too. And Scott also is like, are we doing what is a milliner? Like, we're already, okay. Like, again, where you lead, I will follow. Okay,
now a milliner is nothing, and I don't know what the word I'm thinking of is, but it's not that.
Is it Miller?
Milliner?
Milliner? Millionaire? What does a millionaire do?
Hold on. Siri, who makes hats?
Stetson.
Magneto.
What is a hat maker called? This is important that
it's
going to
show up with haberdasher, and then we'll be exactly where we started.
A haberdashus.
A milliner.
Yeah.
A milliner is the designer and manufacturer of sails, hats, and headwear. What is sold at a haberdashery? It's a men's clothing shop. I guess not just hats.
Wait, I'm sorry. Whoa, hang on. Haberdashery sells clothes.
And hats, which means helmet, maybe.
Huh.
Wow.
We cut to a store that is only helmets, which makes sense because it's King Arthur's time.
Hello, I'm here to inquire, can I get a new helmet for my knight? You see, I'm a humble squire. I don't know exactly what he needs, but I hope I'll know it when I see. Can you? Match me with my helmet, yes.
A helmet match, a helmet match.
Match me with my helmet, yes.
When it comes to forging helmets, you know our shop is the best. We do plenty of fancy custom work. We can put a fun animal on the crest. And if you need something detailed, let me be your advisor. We make helmets with and without a movable visor.
A helmet match, a helmet match. Can you make a helmet match?
A helmet match, a helmet match.
Can you make a helmet match?
Hi, excuse me. I'm sorry, did you want to go first?
Oh, no, you, please, you're in front of me.
I saw you sell helmets and hats, and I was just wondering, do you also sell clothes?
Oh, there's no way they sell clothes. This is a helmet store.
I thought this was a helmet store.
It is. If you could all please keep your voices down, we're getting a bit off track. It's true, this is the room where the helmets are. The clothes are in the back.
Wow.
And now let me open this curtain, and I am quite a charmer. Not only do we sell clothes here, we sell full-blown suits of armor.
Armor match, an armor match.
Can you find the armor?
Armor match. Can you make an armor match?
Armor match.
All the pieces I need for my armor are here. I need a helmet and a chest plate and some pants that are made of metal, please. Can I get a sword here, or will I have to go down the street?
There is a sword place down the street. It's very, very good. I have swords here, but you don't want them. They're mostly made of wood. It's just for kind of holding it next to you, so you can see what your metal pants would look like next to a sword.
Chainmail. It's like little links by links.
I know what it is. We do sell chainmail. Knights of the Round Table, assemble. Or at least those, the four of us, assemble.
Present.
I was already at the table. Does that mean I should get up and come back to the table?
Everyone just sort of stay at the table.
Okay, hi. I'm here. This is my first time. I'm really excited to be here. I was wondering if there's a bathroom or do you just go in the suit? It's my first time. Not sure.
Historically, I have gone in the suit, but I believe there is a bathroom around the corner.
Yeah, there's a bathroom. There's a chamber pot. It's like four nooks down. If you go back out to the main hall, you're going to cut. I think you're going to pass two torches.
Okay, are we going to pause while the new guy makes the trip to the chamber pot? Because we are supposed to start with sort of the calling of the banners to make sure we know who's here.
No, it's fine. I can wait.
No, I feel like this whole time now I'm going to be thinking that he's got to use the chamber pot.
Me too. So why don't you go to use the chamber pot?
Okay.
Well, this is why I go in the suit.
Well, I've gone in the suit, but only in battle.
Well,
it warms it up for a second.
I feel like you go in the suit, you're used to going to the battle.
That's true.
It's cold. It warms it up for a second, but then it's cold.
Well, that's when we hurry up the meeting.
I'm sorry, you were only talking... Yeah, no. Yeah, I've never done the... Yep, nope.
You've never done it?
What? No, what?
What were you saying?
I was going to say...
You did a number two in the suit?
Only in battle.
Girl, oh. Well, yes, in battle. All things happen
necessary.
I mean, you got to know. I had like, a catapult. The thing that was in a catapult.
The boulder.
It came, like, so close.
Like, so close?
Like, so close to me that, like, you know, honestly...
You're scared.
I went in my pants.
I mean, wars.
I wasn't the only boulder.
Hey, very good, new guy.
Thanks. I still got a pee, but, you know, I can hold it.
Oh, it's a pee.
Well.
Yeah, go real quick.
Yeah, just go real quick.
Here?
It's a, I mean, wherever you want.
Don't you know how to just...
Okay, there you go.
Nice work.
Still warm.
I liked the part where you just did it.
Honestly, I came here to make an impression, make some friends, because I did come here to make friends. I'm hoping to leave with a couple new ones. What are we thinking?
Oh, most certainly. Every knight needs to be friends with another knight.
Because a knight can't be friends with a squire. A squire is someone who works for you.
Right, I knew that.
Yeah, it's really tricky. A knight can't be friends with a bishop. And a knight can't be friends with a king.
Nope.
And a knight can't be friends with a squire.
Why?
That would be such a dumb thing.
A knight can't be friends with a dragon.
No.
And a knight can't be friends with a witch.
Ha!
When you are picking a friend for a knight, there's only one that does the trick.
What's that?
Knights are friends with other knights.
Ah!
Knights are friends with other knights.
Like you!
Knights and knights, it feels so right when knights are friends with other knights.
Well, can knights be friends with giraffes?
Sure.
Can knights befriend a child?
Yeah.
Knights befriend some sort of animal that you find in the wild?
I think so, because I once found a lizard.
Wow.
And we went to my house.
That's nice.
And we slept
mostly other knights.
I once knew a knight who was also a giraffe, but he wasn't a friend to me.
Oh no.
He did befriend this other guy that I knew. I believe he was Sir Anthony, the third king's son, and his uncle was a lizard.
Oh my god.
I bet it was the same. You knew it was turned there by a lizard. If he was a knight,
our friends with other knights.
Knights
are friends with other knights.
Other
kind of magical animals are right, but mostly knights.
Mostly
are friends with other knights.
And giraffes. And giraffes.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, that clears it up. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, no problem. Well, it's just, you know, not everybody understands the pressures of the job. And so, you know, we're questing, we're saving maidens, we're Oh no, a horse approaches. Hello?
How dare you? I am not a horse. I am Sir Spreckles Longneck, the only knighted giraffe in the kingdom.
Spreckles?
Sir Spreckles Longneck.
I'm sorry, Sir Spreckles. It's just that you came from two nooks down past three torches.
And I put my head in first and you were like, that's just a yellow spotty horse.
Yeah. Well, I heard you click-clack before I saw your neck, to be honest.
You sound the same as a horse, is all.
That other knight that I met once who I was not friends with.
Well, yeah, you is it because I'm not a giraffe, or is it...
What's your name again? Yes.
My name?
Not giraffe.
Mark. Sir Mark.
Yes, I remember Mark. I don't like you one bit.
Well, that's not fair.
Sir Spreckles, it's so rare that you join us at a round table. Must be some sort of cause for, gosh, I hope not, alarm.
Oh, ring all the alarm bells.
Oh, darn.
Ring the ones in the tower. Ring the tiny ones on the table that you used to say dinner is here. Ring the ones on the door to let someone know you've come in through the door.
Oh, doorbell.
Okay.
Yes, a doorbell.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Ring all the bells, cause I'm here to challenge you.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ring all the bells, cause it's time for us to do.
Ding, ding, ding.
I'll meet you for a joust. A joust is what I'm about.
Well, I am not. So you should ring all the bells, cause this giraffe wants to fight me.
Fight you.
And ring all the bells, cause I just don't think this is knightly.
Knightly.
This is the kind of thing that a squire would do, and not a giraffe, and certainly not one I knew back when he tried to hate me for doing nothing besides eating all of his apples.
Stop! I'm sorry. Are we ringing the bells or not?
Yes, because he ate all my apples, and now I'm challenging him to a duel.
Hold on, I want to ring a different set of bells where it's about I want to ring all the bells that are for not fighting.
What? Because I was about to ring a bell.
Which one?
Well, I was about to start with just a first bell, but then I thought, this isn't cause for an alarm, a regular duel. We ring bells when, like, an enemy is near or a dragon is approaching.
I don't know, though. This is a pretty cool duel.
No, it's a very good duel, but this is more like we will say...
You're saying
we'll,
it's not...
No, we'll do like that horn.
Horn. This is a horn.
We'll do like a... You know?
Okay. Oh, yeah, sure. Okay.
If I could, though, I would like to stay seated, if that's possible.
Oh, but usually it's the new guy that blows the horn.
Yeah, but I am touching my nose.
Oh, I didn't touch my nose.
Yeah.
So Scott will do it. I will blow the horn.
Okay, well, what if we draw straws?
Hey, I love that, Sir Mark. Wait, you're talking straw like what hay's... What like hay is?
Well, yeah, what other kind of straw are there in the era we live in?
Great, so we'll each draw a bale of straw?
Okay, yeah. I'll need a piece of parchment and a quill so that I can draw... What I think hay looks like.
Wait a minute. You're saying that you draw...
I'm going to draw a straw, and then whoever draws the straw best gets to ring the bell.
No, I believe...
I mean, the horn.
I believe you're using the verb of draw in the terms of an artistic endeavor. I think we're talking about it in like a picking a...
Wait to duel you. It will be a joust. There won't be anyone on my back. I'll just tie a lance to my side.
Wait.
And I'll run at you and I'll spear you through and they'll ring all the bells because it will be a chaotic time.
All right, you know what? I'll just blow the horn.
Okay, well, now, because of the confusion before...
Oh, wait.
Okay, you did it. Never mind.
Yeah, I did it.
All right.
I did it.
That's good.
I just have one quick question.
Yeah, what's your name also, new guy?
Jeff.
Hey, Sir Jeff.
Sir Jeff.
I'm not a sir yet.
Are you a squire?
I don't know yet. I did just move to this country.
Oh my gosh, Jeff.
Yeah.
You might be a squire, mate.
Listen, I got the armor from the haberdashery. I feel like I belong here.
Yeah.
You guys... This kingdom is wild. You just have people showing up at the round table.
Well, we haven't invented a system to keep the doors closed yet.
Yeah, there was a chair.
I'll invent a system.
There was a chair in front of the door?
No, at the table.
Oh,
Wait. I'm sorry, but I think the path forward is clear. Sir Mark will not duel Sir Spreckles.
What?
Down with that.
This squire will duel Sir Spreckles.
Oh, that's
to see if... Sir Jeff is really worthy of being Sir Jeff.
Also
you can't just buy armor. A knight or a king has to knight you, or a queen, or a wizard in disguise, or a big lizard who is made a big lizard by a wizard. Not to be confused with a dragon. A dragon is not a big lizard.
No, they're different.
They're different.
And you know what?
They're
if I'm being honest, that's something that really gets me sometimes, when people confuse a dragon for a lizard.
Me too.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like it either.
Can I ask you a question, Sir Jeff?
Mm-hmm.
When I show you this tattoo I got on my arm.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it?
It looks like a medium lizard?
I'd say that's a small dragon.
You're both a little bit correct. It's called Komodo. I found it in my travels in Asia. It is kind of a small dragon, but it's also a bigger lizard, you know?
Hmm.
Yeah. It's really...
Dragons and lizards.
They're very similar. Dragons and lizards are very similar animals. Dragons and lizards, I think they're all compatible. Dragons and lizards and all tall wizards, they're all very similar to me.
But can we compile the difference in reptile? Can we compile the differences in these two reptiles? Can we compile the difference in reptiles? Can we compile the difference in these reptiles?
Yeah! One time I slept in bed with a lizard.
Oh boy.
And he didn't burn me alive.
That's right!
So I think he was a lizard, not a different type of lizard that we call dragons, and I guess that is why he was a lizard.
Can we compile the difference in reptiles? Can we compile the difference in reptiles?
Yeah, that dragon can blink fire, and he is known to inspire. If a lizard got big, it would just be like a pig with a wig. You can't make that pig a boar. That would be a big old snort. He can't change his stripes, even if a wizard says it's right. So you can look when you look very close. Be careful, cause if it's a lizard, it won't burn the most. Can we compile the difference in reptiles? Can we compile the difference in reptiles?
Now, well, hold up, well, just one second. One time I saw a gecko, was that a lizard? Heck no. One time I saw a turtle, I don't think that's a hurdle, cause I say that's not a reptile. I don't think it's been a while since I have seen a dragon inside these very doors.
And one time I saw a snake, but I made a big mistake.
What?
Cause it wasn't just a snake, it was a head.
Oh no!
Of a much bigger dragon that was underneath a wagon, pretending that it was a snake instead.
Can we compile the difference in reptiles? Can we compile the difference in reptiles?
I thought it was a snake, but I missed it by a mile.
Can we compile the difference in reptiles?
Oof. All right, I already blew the dang horn, and I think... this squire impersonating the knight. Though I like you very much, Jeff. It's just you can't just buy your armor.
Well, then you should duel him, because I want to duel Sir Mark, who ate all my apples.
I had a question that I never asked.
Yeah, Jeff. Yeah.
And that is Spreckles.
Mm-hmm. Sir Spreckles the long neck.
I have to say sir. I'm so sorry. Sir really... Spreckles the long neck.
Mm-hmm.
Why not tie a knife to your head instead of a lance on your
back?
Well,
because it's rude to unicorns is why.
That, I'm so sorry. I'm really getting the hang of this over
here. What's a unicorn?
What?
You don't know?
No, I don't.
Mark.
Oh, Sir Mark.
What?
Oh, Mark.
You all discover a new animal without me?
Oh, it's not new, Mark. It's older than time.
Huh.
Picture a horse, but not just a horse, so much more than a horse could ever be.
Uh-huh.
From the front of the horse, a protrusion, of course, of physical dreams.
Wow.
Spirally, spirally, rainbow and shimmery, you'll never feel so forlorn, because out of the front of the horse is a horn. And then there's two more horns coming out of the sides.
What?
Straight out from the ribs.
What?
And then some more horns to drag out of the back to terrify little kids.
Wait.
And where its eyes should be are two more horns and two more in the ears. Such a beautiful, beautiful spiky horse to chase away your fears. That's what a unicorn is.
I feel like that's like not that sounds is. Like a barrel of swords.
Nope, it's a unicorn.
I think something you described, well, that can't be real, of course.
No, listen. It's got beautiful oak sides.
Right.
And it's often inside an armory. So many spiky metal spikes poking out the top for all to see.
Oh, a barrel of swords.
It's a unicorn.
Did you stab a horse?
Is that the
the thing that you were petting outside, cause I'm pretty sure it was a barrel of swords.
Could a barrel of swords gracefully roll down a hill?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yes,
it could.
Wait a minute.
Wait, a horse couldn't do that.
So it must be a unicorn.
Okay.
I mean, it's fine, but Sir Mark, unicorns are real. They're beautiful, magnificent beasts. They're sometimes like an iridescent white.
Silvery,
and they
metal.
Shimmer, and they're as old as time. I hear that when the first drop of rain fell in a mossy, dewy pond. And a fairy picked up that dewdrop and said, I know where you belong. And she placed that drop on a shimmering horse, and she made a wish on a star, of course. And there was born the first unicorn.
It looks like a barrel of swords.
And then it sat in the corner of a blacksmith's house, with all of its spiky silvery metal spikes sticking out.
I just don't know if that's right.
No, but Sir Spreckles, I like that you find beauty in a barrel of swords. It's just from my experience, that's not a unicorn.
It's just a barrel.
It's a unicorn.
It's just a barrel of swords.
It's definitely a unicorn.
Word for it, I don't know what a unicorn is.
We'll find one for you, Sir Mark.
All right.
Will they find a unicorn? Will Jeff duel something to become a knight? Can a squire be friends with a knight? Will Sir Spreckles duel Sir Mark? Find out when we return to the second half of
Knights of the Wow Table.
The musical. We're right back. Lisa believes that a bed is more than just a place to sleep. It's a place for relaxation and rest.
And they believe that everybody has the right to rest.
That's why they make two awesome mattresses plus accessories and bases to give your body the deep rest it needs.
Guys, you know we're talking about mattresses. The all-foam Lisa mattress is new and improved, featuring cooling LSA 200 foam for enhanced pressure relief for side sleepers.
Their Sapira hybrid mattress is the perfect combination of foam and spring for pressure relief and edge-to-edge support.
Take it to the edge!
Lisa's mission is to take it to the edge and also to provide a better night's sleep for everybody, and from day one, Lisa set out to create a company with heart that takes it to the edge of what a heart can be.
That's why they donate one mattress for every 10 they sell to organizations that work in causes like foster care prevention.
Today, they donated more than 32,000 mattresses through more than 1,000 nonprofits.
We love them. This is such a great company, and also that's such a great mattress, and our backs are nice, and our sleep is good, and it's relaxing. Honk shoe.
It's so good, honk shoe. Also, putting a mattress on the roof of your car and driving it somewhere is something a caveman would do. Get it shipped to you in a box.
Yeah, a magical box where you're like, surely not. Also, you've heard so many Lisa ads, and if you listen to this podcast, isn't it nice that they keep supporting us? So support them.
Support them and support your back, even if you're a side sleeper, because they got that edge-to-edge support. And get 15% off your entire order at lisa.com/offbook and use the promo code offbook.
That's LEESA.com/offbook, promo code offbook.
Welcome back.
When we last left this table, people were talking about various things.
Now we'll welcome back to the table where we see these Knights of the Wow Table, the musical.
Hey, squires, do you guys want to like talk about our days?
I'm gonna pull this bucket off of my head.
Yeah, take that bucket off your head.
No, I can't do it myself.
Oh, I'll help you.
You guys better keep that, like, just around in case if they start coming back and they know he's taking the bucket off.
Yeah, I got to put it back. They're gonna know. Put it back on my head right quick.
Why'd you get the bucket?
I heard it's because he was too handsome. It was distracting in class.
That makes sense.
Oh, you are very handsome.
I was distracting everyone with my hair that flows out behind me, whether there's wind or not.
Yeah,
it's really beautiful.
You look like a sort of heart to throw up, the kind of person where it's like, you know, maybe we see you as like in a medieval thing now, but later, I don't know, some sort of like teen project or...
I didn't know it was, let's all say something nice about our fellow squires day, because well, yeah, honestly,
you
have
the bucket.
You have the cut of...
Well, I mean, I was just like thinking maybe it would be good if we gathered around the stables just to give each other support and kind of check in and say like, you know, it's not always easy being a squire.
No, it's sometimes very hard.
And it's nice to hear like just a little bit about what other squires are doing.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Well... Does your knight ever do this thing where they say you can't eat lunch with me even though you brought the lunch for you both to have at the same time? And does your knight ever do this thing where he says don't make eye contact with me? And then he says, if you could just shut up, that'd be grand.
It's like being a squire, but we can all reach higher. Being a squire,
being a squire,
there's nothing we can't do.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I agree. I mean, does your knight ever do this thing where he says, don't look at me, wife, and I say I wasn't looking at your wife, and then he says, you are trying to steal me, wife, and I say, why would I do that? I love your wife, she's a lovely lady, and he says, don't call me wife, a lovely lady, and I say, sorry, and then he slams a bucket on your head.
When you're a squire, you can aim a little higher. When you're a squire,
there's nothing we can't do if the knights would just let us.
Hey, does your ever knight braid your hair when you're walking a home after night practice?
What? No.
Comes up behind you and he grabs it and he makes a rat tail down to your butt.
Do you want that sort of interaction?
No, I don't.
A braid sounds nice, but I've never seen a knight do a braid on a squire's hair.
Have you seen his fingers? They're so very strong. He can do Dutch braids, he can do French braids. He tried to give me cornrows.
Oh no. I really like your hair, but if you don't like it, I care, because squires can aim a little higher. Sometimes squires can aim a little higher. 'Cause we won't be squires all of our lives. One day we'll have our own lovely ladies as wives. One day if we play our cards just right, or say, want my lunch? Oh, just kidding, fuck it. If we will knights, we'll be knights who are
knights.
So you didn't get to go?
No, it's, I actually just a little, I guess, I was surprised that you all wanted
to
be knights.
Sorry, you didn't get, most squires are training to
what
be.
What are you training for?
Oh, I mean, I just wanted to, I don't know, I thought I'd be a jester. You know what? Yeah.
Branson, you're so funny. I think
you're
that's a really
so
good
funny.
Path for you.
You think I'm funny?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And you're especially funny when you're trying to, like, get rid of the tension where, like, there's a moment where, like, someone is about to, like, truly get impaled. Yeah. And, like, someone is about to, like, really chop off a head. And then all of a sudden, Branson comes in with some of his classic physical humor.
I was just remembering the time when you were you had the glass of wine and then you threw it up in the air and then it fell on the ground.
It's so nice to think that you guys have been paying attention. I feel like sometimes I will do a thing to make the people laugh. And I'll look in the crowd to see who is smiling, and it's always less than half.
Like sometimes I will fall on a stake or make something happen and look like it's a mistake. But the truth is I am doing it all just to see if you laugh at me.
I say yes, sir. You're the best jester.
Oh, wow, thank you.
Oh, yes, sir. You're the best jester.
It really makes me smile.
I liked that one time that you drank the whole bottle of wine and then you puked later that night. It was nice.
It's one of my classic bits.
And I like the time when you stole a big barrel of wine and then rolled it down the stairs and then said, I don't have a drinking problem.
And I really like the time when you had been drinking wine for 4 days straight and you took that same barrel and if you thought that we didn't see you well, well, you did not catch when we saw if you could afford to carry every single sword and you put those swords in the barrel, sent it down a hill. Oh man, did that joke kill?
Oh yeah.
Joke where you had an intervention and I showed up and well I shouldn't even mention I was very very drunk and I said I wouldn't do it again but then I went and got wine and drank it all and vomited and told you I was sorry and then you came to me I think it was like Tamari and you said stop drinking we're really not kidding and I said it's doing it I'm doing it as a joke I'm sober. Was that funny for you guys?
Wait, because we were worried when it was really an intervention, I mean, but then you told us you've been sober the whole time, and at that point, it was very, very funny.
Yeah, thank you.
Because until you did that, oh yes, I have to get this off my hat. I thought that we were a bunch of squires of the round enablers. I thought we were enabling you.
Yeah, but then you weren't.
Well, it turned out you weren't actually drinking. You're just a very good jester.
Yes, all of the above are true. Yes, I...
Because let's be clear, it's not fun to laugh at someone who has a drinking problem.
No,
oh, I thought he
but
said
it's
he
a
was
joke though.
I thought he said he was sober the whole time.
No, he was, and that's why
I was.
It's funny.
I was sober
that's
the whole. Funny, yeah, it's funny because you know it's when you see someone that has a drinking problem, you're like, well, I should be concerned for them. And then when you saw me, and I was like, I didn't. It's
that's
the,
why it's funny.
It's a reversal of expectation. Dramatic irony.
We spent so long organizing that
intervention.
Yeah, then it just turned out you'd been sober all along.
I made tapas.
And I appreciated the tapas. They went great with the drinks that I had brought.
Wait, did you hear that? Was that the horn? Did you guys hear that horn? Wait. Oh, wait, there it is. Oh, no, squires.
I have a question.
What?
How high do you think that horn goes?
What do you mean?
Just hold on, listen again.
It's really far away, I think.
No, I mean... Whoa! Do you have any idea the sort of breast support you need to do that?
Wait a minute.
It's like two octaves over what
well,
I thought.
The horn guys have even harder training than we do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're playing it a lot. It feels like we should go down there.
Something's happening.
Yeah. I think we should ready your horses and get the gear and go down to the jousting field.
To the stables.
That's where we are. Get them together and get it to the field.
I just sometimes like saying, to the place where we are, and then we go somewhere else.
Okay, to the place where we are, and then to
the stable.
To
the field.
To the field.
To the sweat drops off my horse.
Oh, we'll go, of course. Oh, skeet, skeet, are you squires? Let's go.
Oh, skeet, skeet, oh, yeah! And just sort of tie it a little tighter. Just over here on the side. No, now it's under me. I don't want it under me. Tie it to my side.
I'm sorry, Sir Spreckles.
It's okay.
Did you
bring lunch for us?
I did. Well, you said we... Oh, that was both of our lunches.
I'm a hungry giraffe.
Oh, no.
Hey!
I have to fight this.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Does anyone know where I can get one of those, knives on a stick?
A joust.
That's the thing.
You mean like this lance?
A lance?
That's the one.
That's right.
I'm hoping to have one in our... duel, if possible.
Yes, you definitely should have one.
Was it BYOJ?
Well, you typically, you know, someone would, you would have a squire and they would ready your equipment.
Right.
But I'm Sir Spreckles' squire.
Do I have to fight Sir Jeff?
No.
I really
I mean, no, I would love it if we didn't.
I don't... can I just give you new apples?
I wanted those apples.
Wait, Sir Spreckles.
Mm-hmm.
Were you honestly asking my opinion, your squire? Or were you asking Sir Scott, who's standing behind
me? I was asking Sir Scott, who's standing behind you.
Damn it.
Move to the side.
Damn it.
Don't look at me. Look over there.
Damn it. Damn it.
You know what? It's honestly so hard.
I really thought you were trusting my counsel.
Oh, okay. God. Scott, can you hold on a second? Mark, and I need to talk this squire down.
Squire.
Here's the thing. I know I'm hard on you sometimes.
All the time, sir.
I know I'm hard on you all the times, and I eat all the lunch, and I say you can't eat with me and all that stuff.
I've had to adapt a lot of my skills.
I know. I'm the only knight who is a giraffe. It's harder to be. But what you need to understand is... it's... so hard to be a giraffe who is a knight. None of the armor feels good. None of the weapons work right. None of the people... are used to you, they all laugh. They say, ha 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 ha. A knight could never be a giraffe.
But would you feel bolder if sometimes you rested your neck on my shoulder? But would you feel bolder if sometimes you rested your mighty neck on my shoulder?
I'll be honest, your shoulder is very low. That angle might hurt a little for me, but the sentiment's very nice though.
What if I walked a distance so the angle was better so?
Okay.
Or I could get on a ladder.
Yes.
If that would help, let me know.
Okay, if you could get up on a ladder and maybe up into a tree, and maybe while you are up there, pass down apples to me.
And I will eat one of those apples.
Now!
And I just want to have one apple.
Mark!
I think that you've shown that you eat other people's food too, so let me have an apple.
Would you feel bolder if you put your neck on my shoulder? Would you feel bolder if you would put your neck on my shoulder?
Oh my gosh. I've been so mad at Mark for eating my apples. That were rightfully mine. But when I eat the lunch that you brought to me, I've been doing the same thing this whole time.
And if you could have that truth, and if you could truly grapple, then maybe you can forgive Mark for taking one little apple.
Oh, I definitely can. I'll forgive him at the end of this breath. After he fights me to the death.
Don't wanna fight you, I just wanna eat. I think if we talked more, we could be concrete to a conclusion about what foods that we cannot share. Like you give me an apple and I'll give you a pear.
I've never had a pear before.
What? You've never had a pear before.
No, because I've never ever dared before to have a pear before. I was so aware before.
Will you feel bolder if I pass you this pear down from the tree off of my shoulder?
Yes!
Will you feel bolder if we share?
Chomp, 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 chomp. Munch, 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 munch. Lick and swallow. Choo, 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 choo. Chomp, chomp, a nom, a nom, a nom, a nom, a nom, a nom, a nom. Crunch, 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 crunch. A pear. I didn't know. Squire, I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Mark?
Yeah?
Don't eat my dang apples anymore, but thank you for showing me about pears.
Wait, but... But I...
I'm not going to duel you to the death.
Okay.
I think just, like, maybe if you could ask in the future for when you can have one of the apples. It's just that, like, there's so few food sources specifically, like, arranged for Sir Spreckles in this, like, cold climate.
Oh.
He needs the apples, and you have so many other choices. So if you could just be, like, a little more sensitive.
I feel like I get it. Yeah, I feel like I get it now.
Okay.
Because before...
Now that my issues are all sort of taken care of, there's just sort of one thing left to do. Figure out what Jeff's deal is. Is he a knight? Is he a squire? Is he a dragon?
All
is
right,
he a lizard?
Let me stand out from the side of this squire, Jeff.
What? What's up?
I think you've proved that we like having you around.
Awesome!
But you have to be a knight. For
how?
A knight can't be friends with a squire, not in a real way. And a knight can't be friends with a bishop or a rook.
Or a witch? Hello, I'm still here. Or a witch? Or
a pawn?
Or a peasant?
Yeah.
The horse piece?
How do I become friends with you guys?
Well, you...
Feels like we gotta get somebody to knight you.
Yeah, you've got
to
be
known.
Hey, where's that unicorn?
Well, there was that barrel of swords.
There's one right over there.
Okay, so it was a barrel. I never got clarification.
It's a unicorn. Well, here, shh. So it's very quiet. I'm going to push it out here.
Everyone knows unicorns
don't move by themselves.
So this is definitely this is a barrel of swords.
You can hear it.
Yeah.
Rolling around.
Yeah.
Making a little clink, clink.
Honestly, Sir Spreckles, this is my mate's funny joke. It's one of... It's
Oh, that wine guy. It's,
yeah.
Branson.
Yeah, Branson.
Yeah.
His very funny joke.
You, the drunk one.
What?
No, he's not actually.
I'm not actually drunk.
It's a funny joke.
Oh, good. I was so worried before.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you for being worried.
Yeah.
You're saying that this isn't a unicorn.
No, sir.
The point remains, I'd really like to make some friends, and it sounds like you guys have issues with each other, and, like, I don't have issues with anybody, so if anyone wants to come over later, I got a cool...
Wait, are you saying you'd rather be friends than be a knight?
I mean, if it means I don't have to joust, yeah, I feel like that's a win-win for me.
So, I'm coming to a realization real quick.
Yeah. Okay.
This is a barrel of swords.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a unicorn.
Yeah,
but
correct.
I was treating it like it was a unicorn, even though it was a barrel of swords.
Okay.
Maybe we don't have to make Jeff a knight. We just treat him like he is one,
but
even though he's a barrel of swords.
But
we treat him like a unicorn.
Right.
And then he is essentially a unicorn if we think he's a unicorn.
Yeah, I understand that, like, perception is sort of the only thing that really matters. And if I say I want Jeff to be a knight, well, if I say I want Jeff to be my friend, he can be my friend. And I could be friends with a squire. And I feel like I kind of am friends with a squire. It's just that it's better be friends with a knight because a knight really knows what my knight's life is like.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Are we talking nightlife?
Nightlife.
Oh, I love the nightlife.
It's just it, Jeff.
What?
I want you to get up in that nightlife. I want you to get up in that nightlife. When it's hot and sticky and it's right, I want you to get up in that nightlife.
I want to get up in that nightlife. I peed in my suit. Is this the nightlife? I want a squire so he can be my wife. Did I say too much? I hope that's okay.
Oh, Jeff, let us show you how these nights get down. We're living the nightlife out on the town. Peasants and pheasants, ale and squirrels. Knights can do whatever because they rule the world. And if you want to marry a squire, and if the squire is a woman as well, no one's going to tell you that you can't do that. It's your night. You're the one who tells.
I love to boogie, but being friends with Jeff, hey, well, could we? If we just look aside and choose this right, then I think maybe Jeff could live that nightlife.
I think he could get up in this nightlife.
I think I could get up in this nightlife.
I think he could get up in this night, in this night, in this night, in this nightlife.
Oh, if you wanna be a knife, you gotta look the part.
Ooh.
Let's get you some new clothes.
a dang good start.
Where are we gonna go to get him to fix this disaster? Let's go down to the haberdasher.
Haberdashers sell all kinds of things. Capes for a princess, crowns for a king. They've also got swords, but the swords aren't good. They look like swords, but they're made of wood.
If you want the hottest clothes, I'm certain you just gotta peer behind this old curtain. And now you can do it. It's odd that we gotta do it in a montage.
Modeling a hat.
Me?
Those pants don't work.
These don't work.
But these pants do work.
I've never felt more beautiful. My hair looks so shiny. I love the way my pants look.
Want you to get up
in that nightlife. Want you to get up in that nightlife.
And now you know that you look so right.
Handsome and beautiful at the same time.
And you should. And honestly, I'm gonna be the first to say, squires, knights, all alike, we should be welcome at this table. There's so many seats and it's so round, and like, knights can be friends with all kinds of people.
And giraffes.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Just maybe don't give me cornrows.
Yeah.
No, yeah, we won't.
Wait, yeah, whose knight was doing that?
Not me.
Yeah.
It's not me.
It'd be very difficult for me to do that.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. Don't do it in the future.
What's that?
Do you guys hear this?
What's that noise?
Is it an angel?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
It's a barrel of swords!
Wait, no!
I think it's an actual unicorn!
Oh, right, that's right. Sorry, so confused because I always get them mixed up. It's a unicorn!
It's a real unicorn descended from the dewdrop!
That's the most magical creature I've ever seen.
But it's only got one spiky thing. Giraffe, and I've learned that you aren't a barrel at all. But now that you've taught us these lessons, I don't feel lonely. Even though I'm full grown giraffe, I feel like my little pony, learning friendship is magic.
Friendship is magic.
What is my little pony?
What? Oh, well, it's just me feeling like a child.
Okay.
Like a baby giraffe is called a pony.
Oh, I didn't know that. They're also, okay,
a
yeah.
A little pony. I'm now all right away. But you should all remember this wonderful day. When you learn you can have room at the table. When you define friendship.
Coming out of her heart.
It's a bigger table now. It's not just a table that's round. It's a table that's wow.
And to think, if we'd never been friends with Jeff, we never would have seen that special creature. Sort of feels like friendship's not a bug. In fact, I would describe it as a feature. Maybe we should be friends with more people. Maybe Knights could reach outside our group. Maybe we could extend an arm and turn this line into a hoop.
Hoop like a table.
I mean, yeah, a round sort of thing.
And now it's taking off, even though it doesn't have wings.
I'm not a Pegasus.
It's not a Pegasus.
But I can still fly.
What is a Pegasus?
Okay, so you know how it sits in your house and it helps you tell the time. It goes bing bong.
I think that's a clock.
Yeah. Sure, that's a Pegasus.
Okay.
What? I can't believe you wasted your time with a unicorn this way, but still, your friendship is magic.
Wow, that was really beautiful.
It sure was. I'm the most handsome man I've ever seen, and that's much more beautiful than me.
I love being at this big hoop of a table with everyone. Everyone at this table!
Wow!
That's the Knights of the Wow Table! The end!
We'll be right back after this!
This episode is brought to you by Original Grain. I know you're thinking, hold on, I know all about grains. I eat them, they're part of a food pyramid or wheel or whatever the shape is now. But you're wrong, because Original Grain is the premier maker of wood and steel watches with an unwavering commitment to authenticity, innovation, and next level craftsmanship. Original Grain is some of the most unique watches you've ever seen, like the Whiskey Collection, the only watch hand created with genuine reclaimed bourbon barrels. They took the barrels that had the good whiskey and they said, this is a watch now, and it's rad as hell. Or the New York Yankees watch, made with reclaimed wood from 1923 Yankee Stadium wooden seats. They took the seats from the baseball stadium and said, this is a watch now, so you can have history on your hand and know what time it is and also be dope as hell. They're all starting at just $169 with free shipping worldwide and easy returns. What I love most about mine is that because it has wood in it, much like a wizard's wand, it is unique to me and me alone. There's only one and it's mine and it's beautiful and you can't have it, but you can get your own. Original Grain is certainly the most unique gift that you can give this Father's Day. And now as a special limited time deal for our listeners, you can get 25% off your order at originalgrain.com when you use the code OFFBOOK at checkout. Some exclusions apply. See website for details. And again, visit originalgrain.com and be sure to use the code OFFBOOK at checkout to save 25% off your order.
Oh boy.
Oh,
welcome back and we did it.
Welcome back and we did it. Thank you, Demi. Thank you, Mia. Thank you so much for doing this show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Gosh, I mean, you know me. All I want to do is talk about unicorns and giraffes and magic.
Every conversation we've ever had,
it's about that.
All I want to do is watch you guys sing, honestly.
I
want
to watch are fantastic.
You sing.
Oh, okay. Give me a key.
Did you do musical theater? Is that part of your...
I did.
Yeah.
At LA City College. Whoa. Shout out.
You did. Did you do it as a kid?
A little bit, but I'm from like a super small town. I'm from an island, actually.
Orcas Island, off the coast of Seattle.
Oh, whoa. Yeah.
Washington.
So there wasn't a lot of theater.
Oh.
But there was a lot of...
Orcas?
Magic?
Actually, yes, a lot of orcas, and yes, a lot of magic.
Okay. Do you guys know this? Of course not. But I had a recurring dream as a child where I got eaten by an orca.
Wait. They are terrifying.
Free Willy do that?
Do we know that?
I don't know. I mean, maybe you know that. I mean, certainly, like, Miel and Demi don't know that.
I don't think I know that.
Yeah. Well, it is a fact I drop. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not...
It's a quirk about you?
It's not outside the realm that I would have said that to you before, Zach. But I used to be walking on... I would walk on an ice floe, and then I would get eaten by an orca.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, they might. They are scary. Cruel.
Yeah.
There are orcas off the coast of Seattle.
Well, it's actually way further north. It's actually kind of closer to Vancouver, but there are orcas all in the Puget Sound. However, that's not why it's called Orcas Island. But that's a coincidence.
There's just orcas whales?
Yeah. Well, they're close. They're like we've done this before.
They're like a giant porpoise.
Yeah. But they're like, there's whales everywhere is what you're saying. Like they're hiding all over.
I've said that for so long. Okay.
Whales, the Illuminati of the sea.
Yeah, that's the rap.
Okay. Yeah.
But then afterwards, I want to know why it's called Orca Island. I'm going to put a pin in that.
Spoiler. Yeah. The thing you have to listen for. Yeah. Illuminati. See Illuminati underneath any kind of body of water. We got an otter. He is part of the secret order. He will be here. He is a supporter of the old ways and the old magics. So many things that aren't tragic. But you know who's at the top of the pyramid? It's some whales, cause you know what the whales did. Run.
What? What?
Run everything. Whales.
Whales.
Run everything.
Whales.
Whales.
Run everything.
Listen to a whale song. Listen to what a whale sing.
Oh, coming on the attack. You can't stop when you hear the song of the humpback. You know as they make their route. You know all that dangerous stuff that they are about. They're controlling the weather. They got control in the time. They're doing everything with no reason or no rhyme. Going from the north to the south like, yeah. Every day they do it and they do it so you don't see. You are on the coast, but you like to boast that you can go whale watching. No, don't be so hot trotting, cause those whales, they all control what we do. They created the internet. What's new to you?
Yeah. Whales, whales, run everything.
Whales,
whales,
run everything.
Whales,
whales,
run everything. What the fuck you know about this underwater king?
Listen up, man, I got a fact for ya. You know who killed JFK? It wasn't Orca. It wasn't Jack Ruby. They set him up. It was a little dolphin sitting in a truck, man. You know who got Lincoln? It wasn't Mr. Booth. It was a couple of whales that swam down to you. And then they swam back up and gave Booth the gun and said, you gotta do this and kill Lincoln. They did that cause he was getting on the dollar. Yeah. They didn't want him there. They thought that he should holler at them and put them on the money. I know this sounds like a joke, but it ain't funny, man. I'm telling you the truth. That's what happened with Booth. It was Lincoln, man. They dunked him like a biscotti. And that's because those animals are in the Illuminati.
Whales, whales,
they
run everything.
Whales,
whales, they run everything.
Whales,
whales, run everything.
Assassinating Lincoln, feel the bullet, it's gonna sting.
Now we all know about whales, of course, but have you ever thought about a porpoise?
What?
A dolphin porpoise, a dolphin, an orca whale. These are all kinds of big fishes with big tails.
Yeah.
They swimming through the oceans with the fish, but I'm wondering what they're gonna dish when they get to the meeting place and they talk about us. I don't wanna know what they're gonna do to us.
Yo, this is a scary, it's scarier than Jason. Did you know that all the whales started the Freemason? You can see this and no, I ain't lying, kid. Look at the top of the pyramid. And yo, you gotta stop and you stop and think. Did you know that whale is actually the Sphinx? That is not a cat. Yo, run it back. That's a whale, motherfucker. Yo, that's where it's at.
I've seen so many whales and I see them still. They put them in the fucking face on the dollar bill. Whales everywhere and you know that I am loving it. Did you know whales secretly run the government?
Woo!
Whales
run everything.
Whales,
whales
run everything.
Whales,
whales
run everything.
Looking up at the top, it's a whale king.
Whales run everything.
This is that whale Illuminati music.
Run the whales.
Run the whales.
The whale behind the man, behind the man, behind the whale.
Yeah.
Behind the man, behind another whale.
Lie, breach, get your tail. Lie,
breach,
get your tail.
Get that crew.
Lie, breach, get your tail. Every little thing is controlled by a whale.
And it ain't free, will we?
Okay, why is it called?
Why is it called?
I did not know that, and I am also curious.
The explorer who's credited with discovering it is named Orcasitas.
Did he also get to name the whale?
No.
Oh.
Totally irrelevant.
Wild. That's
Orca
wild.
Whales, Orcas Island.
That's crazy.
Go figure.
That is wild. But you know what's not wild? How great Whales? Your podcast is.
Oh, thank you.
Punch Up the Jam. Find out wherever podcasts are and listen to it.
You gotta listen to
it's
it.
It's very good.
You gotta listen to your episode where we had Africa with
if
us.
If you need a familiar face to jump in, we do. We don't have that because it's a They're podcast, but you can listen to our voices.
It 10 out of so 10. Fun. One of my faves.
Oh my
really.
Gosh, so fun. Demi, what else do the people hello. Need to know?
Yeah.
You can follow me at Electrolemon. You can follow our podcast, A Punch of the Jam, everywhere. I do a monthly show at Dynasty Typewriter called Everything's Great. Is this coming out before the 31st? Well, if it is, come see us, and if it isn't, come see the next one.
Okay.
Yes, wait, last Friday of the month?
Well, it's not always the last Friday of the month, it's just okay. the last Friday of this month.
Okay,
this
great.
Month.
Follow Demi on the socials so that if we didn't get this out in time for that May 31st, you check out future...
That's our next one, what are you doing?
Everything's Great?
Everything's Great.
Heck yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Hey girl.
Uh-oh. I'm at Miel and Miel Monster, and I post anything I'm doing there. So just follow me, and oh, yeah. you'll see.
One-stop yep. shop, guys. What do you want?
Sorry.
Celebrate her efficiency, won't ya?
Sorry.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Sleepy Babies. We have, based on votes from you, a new hoodie. So if you want some new sweet merch, go check it out. And it's it was a collab with sweet, sweet Sean Matthew Leary. So thank you so much for all that you do.
You can find it where the things are bought. It's got arms and a hood. It's got all the parts you would want in a sweatshirt.
Someone who bought it at the live show said, this is soft.
So, hey, guys, it's soft.
That's a review.
You yes. heard it here first.
That's yeah. the poll quote. This is soft.
This is soft. This sweatshirt, it's soft.
It's soft. Thank you so much for everything you do. We love you so much. Give it up for Brett on the frets, Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, producer Dana Wick on the sticks. Thank you, everyone in your wolf, and thank you, Sleepy Babies. We couldn't do without you. We could, but it'd be lame. You make it great. We love you.
And as we say at the end of every episode, if it's secretly a beluga,
what's it to ya?
Thanks again to Original Grain, the premier maker of wood and steel watches, for bringing you this episode and supporting the show. They've got an unwavering commitment to authenticity and next-level craftsmanship. Get yourself or a loved one of these beautiful, beautiful watches for maybe Father's Day, Aunt's Day, Uncle's Day, all of the days. They're great watches. Go get one. And now, as a special limited-time deal for our listeners, you can get 25% off your order at originalgrain.com when you use the code OFFBOOK at checkout. Some exclusions apply. See website for details.